हरिनाम संकीर्तन की
जय।
ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय।
जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 20, titled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena. Text 25. स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखाच्युतो
स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखाच्युतो
भवत् पदाम्बोज सुधा कणानिलः
भवत् पदाम्बोज सुधा कणानिलः
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्तमानः
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्तमानः
क्यो कुयोगिनां न वितरत्यलं विरहै स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखच्युतो
स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखच्युतो
भवत् पदाम्भोज सुधा कणानिलः
भवत् पदाम्भोज सुधा कणानिलः
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्तमाना कुयोगिनां नो वितरत्यलं विरहै
कुयोगिनां नो वितरत्यलं विरहै
स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखाच्युतो
स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखाच्युतो
भवत् पदाम्भोज सुधा कणानिलः
भवत् पदाम्भोज
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्तमानान्
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्तमानान्
कुयोगिनां नो विरत्यलं वरे वरहि
कुयोगिनां नो विरत्यलं वरहि
स उत्तम श्लोक महान
मुखच्युतो
भवत् पदाम्बोज सुधा कणानिलः
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्तमानम्
कुयोगिनां नो वितरत्यलं वरहि
स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखच्युतो
स उत्तम श्लोक महान मुखच्युतो
भवत् पदाम्भोज सुधा कणानिलः
भवत् पदाम्भोज सुधा कणानिलः
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्त्मनाम्
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्त्मनाम्
कुयोगिनां नो वितरत्यलं वरहि
कुयोगिनां नो वितरत्यलं वरहि
स उत्तम श्लोक महान
मुखच्युतो
भवत्पदाम्भोज सुधा कणानिलः
स्मृतिं पुनर्विस्मृत तत्त्ववर्तमानम्
कुयोगिनां नो वितरत्यलं वरहि
word to word saha
that
uttam shloka
uttam shloka
o lord who are who are praised by selected verses
o lord who are praised by selected verses
mahat
mahat
of great devotees mukhachutah
delivered from the mouths
bhavat
your
padam bhoja
padam bhoja
from the lotus feet
sudha
of nectar
kana
particles
anil
Anilaha,
Anilaha,
soothing breeze,
Smritim,
remembrance,
Punaha,
again,
Vismrita,
forgotten, Tattva, to the truth. Vartamanam, of persons whose path. Kuyoginam, of persons not in the line of devotional service. Naha, of us. Vitarati, restores. Alam, unnecessary. Varahi, other benedictions. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation. My dear Lord, you are glorified by the selected verses uttered by great personalities. Such glorification of your lotus feet is just like saffron particles. When the transcendental vibration from the mouths of great devotees carries the aroma of the saffron dust of your lotus feet, the forgetful living entity gradually remembers his eternal relationship with you. Devotees thus gradually come to the right conclusion about the value of life. My dear Lord, I therefore do not need any other benediction but the opportunity to hear from the mouth of your pure devotee. Purport. It is explained in the previous verse that one has to hear glorification of the Lord from the mouth of a pure devotee. This is further explained here. The transcendental vibration from the mouth of a pure devotee is so powerful that it can revive the living entity's memory of his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In our material existence, under the influence of illusory Maya, we have almost forgotten our eternal relationship with Lord, exactly like a man sleeping very deeply who forgets his duties. In the Vedas, it is said that every one of us is sleeping under the influence of Maya. We must get up from this slumber and engage in the right service. For thus, we can properly utilize the facility of this human form of life. As expressed in a song by Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Lord Chaitanya says, Jiva Jaga, Jiva Jaga. The Lord asks every sleeping living entity to get up and engage in devotional service, so that his mission in this human form of life may be fulfilled. This awakening voice comes through the mouth of a pure devotee. A pure devotee always engages in the service of the Lord, taking shelter of his lotus feet, and therefore he has a direct connection with the saffron mercy particles that are striven over the lotus feet of the Lord. Although when a pure devotee speaks, the articulation of his voice may resemble the sound of this material sky, the voice is spiritually very powerful because it touches the particles of saffron dust on the lotus feet of the Lord. As soon as a sleeping living entity hears the powerful voice emanating from the mouth of a pure devotee, he immediately remembers his eternal relationship with the Lord, although up until that moment he had forgotten everything. For a conditioned soul, therefore, it is very important to hear from the mouth of a pure devotee who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord without any material desire, speculative knowledge, or contamination of the modes of material nature. Every one of us is kuyogi because we have engaged in the service of this material world, forgetting our eternal relationship with the Lord as His eternal loving servants. It is our duty to rise from the kuyoga platform to become suyogis, perfect mystics. The process of hearing from a pure devotee is recommended in all Vedic scriptures, especially by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One may stay in his position of life. It does not matter what it is, but if one hears from the mouth of a pure devotee, he gradually comes to the understanding of his relationship with the Lord and thus engages in his loving service, and his life becomes completely perfect. Therefore, this process of hearing from the mouth of a pure devotee is very important for making progress in the line of spiritual understanding. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sya Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanuste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatripatam Mande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram So, this Uttama Shloka and Achyuta, this reminds me of one shloka from Akrura going from Mathura to Vrindavan to meet Krishna. So, at that time he is meditating on this Uttama Shloka and Achyuta, and here Acharya has commented on this. So, when he is chanting this name Uttama Shloka, he is remembering the greatness and majesty of Lord Krishna. And then he is thinking, Lord Krishna will not give me mercy. He will not give me his darshan. And then when the Achyuta word comes, so at that time, you know, he is feeling very nice. He is feeling that, okay, he is that person who never gives up, or he never gives up his mood of giving his mercy to his devotees. So when that word comes, when that name comes, then he is thinking, oh, but still, you know, Lord will give me mercy. So in this way, in arguing with himself, you know, he was traveling from Mathura to Vrindavan. And then here, in the first paragraph, that is in the second paragraph. Okay.
Here,
so in the translation,
here Achyuta is not.
Yeah, it's different. Achyuta is different. Yeah. So in the translation, we see that when the transcendental vibration from the mouths of great devotees carries the aroma of the saffron dust of your lotus feet, the forgetful living entity gradually remembers his eternal relationship with you. So the four Kumaras are traveling to Vaikuntha to meet the Lord. And then they cross the six gates. So when I was reading that, Prabhupada writes in the purport that when they were crossing the six gates, so at that time, they were not attracted by any of the opulence around. And there Prabhupada writes that they were so eager to get darshan of the Lord that they were not attracted even by the opulence of Vaikuntha. And then you know, they get inside and the seventh gate. I always had this question that if the four Kumaras entered Vaikuntha, how did they come down again to this material world? So there Prabhupada writes that they didn't enter Vaikuntha, they were at the gate. So being at the gate doesn't mean entering Vaikuntha. So Jaya and Vijaya are standing and the four Kumaras curse them. And then after the curse is over, then the Lord comes as a hero. He comes, and the way he comes also, the description is so nice. He comes with the goddess of fortune, and then you know there are other servants who are doing chamar. And then and the way he stands also is given when he comes there at the scene. So he's standing with one hand on the Garuda and then holding you know, Shankha Chakra, Gada, Padma, and obviously the beautiful description of the entire form of the Lord is given. But there, Shukadeva Goswami, he is making one very important point. This is about the Lord, but what was the impact that this darshan made to the four Kumaras? Now, by the way, we understand the four Kumaras are Brahman realized. And from Bhagavad Gita, we understand the qualification of a person who is Brahman realized. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. So these people will never be disturbed by anything. Na Sochati Na Kangshati. What else will disturb them? If they are not hankering for anything, and if they are not lamenting for anything. But there was something which disturbed them very nicely here. And here Shukadeva Goswami quotes the famous shloka. Tasyaravind I forgot the middle word. I was just chanting the shloka. Tasyaravind nayanasya padaravind kinjal kamishra tulasi makaranda vayuhu antagata svavivarena chakaratesham. The last line it says, shankshobha aksharajusham apichitta tanvaho. So last line says, shankshobha, something agitated them. Whom? Aksharajusham, the people, the personalities who are Brahman realized. What agitated and how they got agitated? Chitta and Tana. Their mind got agitated, even their body got agitated. Mm-hmm. But what was that thing that got them to this state of agitation? Tasyaravinda nayanasya padaravinda. So that personality who has got beautiful lotus-like eyes, that personality did something. And what is that? Kinjalka. So Kinjalka is the toes of the Lord. Now, it is described that even the lotus feet, in fact, the entire body of the Lord is fragrant by itself. So the toes or the lotus feet has got its own fragrance. Now what happened? Kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda. So tulasi makaranda, the smell or the fragrance of tulasi got mixed with Kinjalka, the smell of Kinjalka, and then that enters antagata swavivarena. That enters the nostrils of these four kumaras, and that agitated them like anything. Now it's so nice to hear this shloka. But whenever we smell the tulsi coming, nothing happens. So when I was reciting the shloka, when I was reading the shloka, that's what I was remembering. Nothing happens. But these Brahman realized people, just by smelling the tulsi, they became pure devotees. This is what Prabhupada mentions in the purport. Just by smelling that. But now maybe that is not affecting us. Maybe that needs more qualification. But something that can affect us, that Prabhupada is talking here in the second paragraph. He says a pure devotee always engages in service of the Lord, taking shelter of his lotus feet, and therefore he has a direct connection to the saffron mercy particles that are striven over the lotus feet of the Lord. So these pure devotees are very, very close to the lotus feet of the Lord, who are always tasting the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. Sometimes devotees ask, what is so special about the lotus feet? That only pure devotees can tell what is so special. What are they tasting so much there in that lotus feet? They're always attached to the lotus feet. And just imagine if you're attached to anything, that's what we'll speak about. And that's what these pure devotees speak. In the previous verses, we had seen that when the pure devotees speak, those words are very much effective immediately. It will have immediate effect. This is what Prabhupada writes in the purport. That will have immediate effect. Why? Because they are completely attached to the lotus feet of the Lord. And what is the qualification of these pure devotees? In the last paragraph, Prabhupada is mentioning, who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord without any material desire. Then speculative knowledge, they are free from that. They are free from contamination of the modes of material nature. Now this description is almost like the description of Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the material modes of nature. So these personalities were at this level, they are so pure, they are perfected pure devotees. When anyone hears from them, then what happens? Our current state is agitated. What is our current state? Here Prabhupada, very nicely he writes like punching and slapping people. So he says, in our material existence, under the influence of illusory maya, we have almost forgotten our eternal relationship with the Lord, exactly like a man sleeping very deeply who forgets his duties. I can relate this very nicely with the second day of Gaur Purnima when I slept. So, in the morning I slept and got up in the evening. And then suddenly when I got up, I realized, some services are there and I have to go for preaching. So when I was reading this, I remembered that. So that's what. So when we are sleeping, we will not remember what duties we are supposed to do, and that's what is our current situation. Unfortunately, we don't remember what is our eternal relationship with Krishna. And this slumber, which is there, that is making us do something which is not our constitutional position. That is not in accordance to our constitutional position. Our constitutional position is we are eternal servants of Krishna. We are eternal servants of Krishna, and that means we have to serve Krishna eternally with love and devotion. Why that is not happening? Because we are in slumber and we have forgotten that relationship with the Lord. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago. But we use this when a devotee is sleeping. Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago. So this Jiva Jago is actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about, get up, O sleeping soul. Get up from your slumber and come back to your constitutional position and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when the living entity gets up, when he realizes his original constitutional position, he cannot restrain himself, he cannot control himself, but to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That state is such a wonderful state, and that's what we can see in pure devotees. They don't waste even a single moment. And this is one of the qualifications of a pure devotee mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Avyartha Kalatvam. They don't waste a single moment. And they are so eager to talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namagane Sadaruchi. This is one of the qualifications of pure devotee. They are always immersed in talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in fact, it is described that a pure devotee, when he hears non-Krishna conscious talk, it's almost like very hot molten stuff poured into their ears. They don't like to hear something like that. Their heart burns. Their heart burns. Something, you know, if something enters their ears which is non-Krishna conscious. That's how these great souls are. And since they are so close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so at that time, when they speak anything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we see that in Srila Prabhupada's lectures, in various ways we see that anyone who is sleeping for sure will get up, both physically and subtly and spiritually. So as Prabhupada starts his class itself, sometimes, you know, you fools, you rascals. And sometimes, you know, he says, Professor Kotovsky, he's a rascal. So when we are hearing Srila Prabhupada, and he's so strong when he speaks, you know, these topics, especially when he speaks about Mayavad, you know, he's like, you know, really heavy, really heavy. And, you know, there, most of the people present in that assembly were really Mayavadis. So you can imagine how nicely they have got up, you know, from their slumber. And now we can imagine they have taken the position of, you know, such great devotees, you know, the head pujaris in the temple or initiating spiritual masters or, you know, anything for that matter at the higher rung. So this is what has happened with them. So this is what can happen with us as well, you know, when we hear Srila Prabhupada. When we hear Srila Prabhupada lectures with complete focus, you know, this is what happens. Yesterday, a few devotees, we were sitting in during prasadam, during dinner time, and then devotees were discussing about Prabhupada lectures. So that was really so nice. And it's so much of eagerness they were discussing. Prabhupada said this in one of the class, Prabhupada said this in another class. And all the points that they were making, we could easily understand that has touched their hearts. Literally that has touched their hearts. Right? So when Prabhupada speaks, you know, being such a pure devotee, and you know, he meets all the qualification that is mentioned by himself here. Yes. So whenever Prabhupada speaks, you know, the Vani is so pure, it touches the heart of devotees. And that's what I think Shyam Sundar Prabhu made this point. So he was sitting in Prabhupada's class, and then he calls up his friend. He says, come fast. No, Swamiji is speaking. He's speaking very nice. He's speaking very nice, but I'm not able to understand what he's speaking. But you come fast. It's very nice. So it's something, you know, that vibration is something very different, you know, what these pure devotees have. And then the same legacy is carried forward, you know, by Prabhupada disciples. We see, they speak nothing but about Krishna. I was hearing my Guru Maharaj. So he was giving a class on 26 January. Somewhere I could make out from the description. Then he says, today is a very auspicious day. And you know, today on this particular day, the constitution of India was set up. And all these things he said. So since today is an auspicious day, so we should discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now there's no connection between Republic Day and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that time I was laughing, I was thinking, these people cannot speak anything but Krishna. Anyone for that matter we take up, they are invited to some function, some material function, or anywhere for that matter, they will start something, you know, which people can connect with, and they'll finally, you know, drag the discussion and end up in discussing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't hesitate, you know, to do this. And they're so confident. They're so confident that just by giving this pure message as it is, you know, from Srimad Bhagavatam or repeating as it is what acharyas have told, they are so confident that it can change, you know, people's life. This is the confidence that we can see in all these personalities. When I was a newcomer and new youth preacher, you know, when I used to attend these, so when a senior devotee is invited, you know, for a youth class, they will not speak anything that we are expecting, the organizer is expecting. They will speak what they want to speak, and it will be straightforward. So always I used to feel why these people are speaking on a different platform, even when these newcomers will not be able to understand. This happened once with in our HBR temple. So Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj was invited there to, you know, speak. And then I was in touch with Amya Madhav Prabhu, who was organizing the festival. Then I was asking him, Prabhu, how was the class? No, he said, it's exactly like a Bhagavatam class. There was no difference. There was no difference. So when we understand why these people are doing that, so we understand that their confidence in Bhagavatam, the pure message of Bhagavatam, their confidence in the words of the acharya is so much that they believe in it and they get it into action, that when they speak, they have that confidence that it will change the heart of people. It will transform the heart of people. So they don't speak anything and everything, you know, that is spoken in this material world. And in this way, Prabhupada mentions, the Lord asks every sleeping living entity to get up and engage in devotional service so that his mission in this human form of life may be fulfilled. The mission of human form of life is very clear, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, is to attain Krishna this very lifetime. There is no other mission. There is no other mission. And anyone who is on this mission, for sure, he'll make sure that he'll drag others also to this mission. That is preaching. He'll drag others and he'll make sure, he'll convince them that whatever you're currently doing is useless. Come back to the constitutional position and engage in Supreme Personality of Godhead's devotional service. And how that happens? This awakening voice comes through the mouth of a pure devotee. And then Prabhupada mentions here in the last paragraph that why this is so important to hear pure devotees. Again he slaps. Every one of us is a yogi because we have engaged in service of this material world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in that song, where he says, I wasted my entire life, you know, serving people, you know, who are wicked people. Wicked people. I'm not able to remember the song. And then he makes a point. Jeevana Talamala, what is that song?
No, that is what.
In that only. Govindadas. He writes. Yeah. He writes that our life is like the water droplets on the surface of the lotus flower or lotus leaf. And anytime, you know, it can go down. Anytime we can die. But I wasted my entire life serving wicked people and serving all people, you know, who are associated with me. So that's what, you know, Prabhupada is also saying. We are kuyogis. Forgetting our eternal relationship with the Lord as His eternal loving servants, we are engaged in the service of this material world. It is our duty to rise from Kuyoga platform to become Suyogis. So this is what is the goal, duty that Prabhupada is mentioning. From this Kuyoga platform, when we hear from pure devotees, we understand the goal of life and automatically we realize what we are doing is useless. So we have to come back, you know, to the service of the Lord, and then that's what Prabhupada is mentioning. Such a person becomes Suyogi. The process of hearing from a pure devotee is recommended in all Vedic scriptures. So as we were, I think we are discussing this, you know, from almost a week now, that this is recommended everywhere, you know, everywhere, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam at least. Now from first canto we start in those famous verses 1.2.16 to 20. There also the same thing is mentioned. And then I was reading something in third canto, there also the same thing is mentioned. A fourth canto, the same thing. And it goes on. And 10th canto, even gopis are talking about the same thing. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam. Now it goes on and on and on. So in fact, this is the only thing. And at the end, Prabhupada says, he gives the key, you know, to the advancement of spiritual life. This process of hearing from the mouth of a pure devotee is very important for making progress in the line of spiritual understanding. There is no other way. There is no other way. Shravanam is the only way. That too, Shravanam from a pure devotee's mouth. With this, I would like to stop here. If any questions or comments, we can.
This.
What's that?
Lakshmi.
Goddess of fortune. Haan, Lakshmi Devi.
This is, one may stay in this position. This is coming from that shloka, Sthane Shruti Vatam. What is the starting? Gyane Prayasa Upadapasa Manteva Jeevanti San Mukharita. So they have said the same thing.
The lotus mouth of... There's one purport where Srila Prabhupada makes a very important statement. Huh? This is from 3rd canto, 15th chapter, 48th purport. He says, pure devotional service is Shravanam and Kirtanam. Supreme benediction for mankind is to hear the activities of the Lord from pure devotees. He says this is a supreme benediction. There is no other supreme. There is no other benediction than this. This is a supreme benediction to hear from pure devotees.
So today we got supreme benediction.
Haan, bhaja ure mana shri nanda nandana abhaya charana ravindare. But I
don't remember that.
Janama satsange tarahue bhava sindure.
That
is
like much later.
That's what you want to
say.
Yeah. Bifal is same onu, kripana durjana, chapala sukha labalagire. So just for chapala sukha, he says
all
that.
All of you have served me.
They have served for kripana and durjana, these two categories. Granthrachnivad Bhagavatam ki, yeah. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.